This is Fresh Air. A year ago, when rock critic Ken Tucker reviewed the rap album As Nasty As They Wanna Be by 2 Live Crew, we spent considerable time finding a few excerpts that could be played on the radio. The group has since landed at the center of a free speech controversy over that album and performances and sale of their music. 2 Live Crew just released a single, which they want to get airplay. Ken has these thoughts on the record Banned in the USA.
Luther Campbell is the leader of 2 Live Crew, the rap group whose album As Nasty As They Wanna Be was declared obscene by a U.S. District Court judge in Fort Lauderdale on June 6th. It's the first piece of music ever to have been ruled obscene in this country. Campbell and two other members of his group were arrested on June 10th in Hollywood, Florida, charged with participating in an obscene performance. In other words, 2 Live Crew was just doing a show in a nightclub there. Luther Campbell used to call himself Luke Skywalker until earlier this year, when filmmaker George Lucas decided that even though Campbell was spelling Skywalker differently than the Star Wars hero, the rapper was still giving this futuristic hero a bad name, and Lucas sued Campbell in a $600 million suit for copyright infringement. It seems like everybody's down on 2 Live Crew these days, and they're getting defensive about it.
We don't talk about harassing and sexually brutalizing women in my music, man. We don't do that in my music, man. I'm tired of you saying that.
We've got white-collar people trying to crap our style, saying we're too nasty and we're too live. Corrupted politicians playing games, bringing us down to boost their fame. They must be joking, thinking we were poor, but they're like flies moving the wall. We stand tall from beginning to end, with help from fans and all our friends. Freedom of speech will never die, for us to have our ancestors died. Don't keep thinking that we will quit, we'll always stand and never sit. We're too live, too black, too strong, doing the right thing and not the wrong. So listen up, y'all, to what we say, we won't be banned in the USA.
Luther Campbell has recorded Banned in the USA under the name Luke, just Luke, and the song doesn't have a single dirty word on it. It also doesn't have much value as music. It's primarily a speech, a commercial, a shameless ploy, a way for Campbell to get his point across to a mass media that clearly doesn't want to hear it. Quote, "We got white-collar people trying to cramp our style, saying we're too nasty and we're too loud." And this indeed is pretty much all everyone from judges in Florida to filmmakers in California have going against Campbell and 2 Live Crew. When I say that Banned in the USA pretty much stinks as music, and that As Nasty As They Wanna Be is a repellent album full of a grotesque hatred of women, that's a critic talking, a citizen just expressing his opinion. And my opinion is in absolutely no way meant to be taken as an approval of the suppression of Campbell, 2 Live Crew, their record company, and the arrest of a Florida record store owner who sold a copy of the album. I think, in fact, that it was disgusting of George Lucas to sue Luther Campbell. But then, some critics always did say that the Star Wars saga was rife with fascistic symbols and imagery, right?
Luke's concerts are for adults.
If it's an adult show, you have to be 18.
Luke's concerts are for adults.
If it's an adult show, you have to be 18. Our record is a year old, but with all the publicity, there's a lot of people, curiosity is aroused. We're selling records to a totally different audience.
I take the precaution that nobody else has. I stickered my album. Right. I made two versions, and I still got these clowns running.
The First Amendment gave us freedom of speech. So what you're saying, it didn't include me? I like to party and have a good time. There's nothing but pleasure written in our rhyme. I know you don't think we'll ever quit. We got some people on our side that won't take your lip. We're gonna do all the things we wanna do. You can't stand to see a brother get as rich as you. This is the 90s and we're coming on strong. Saying things and doing things that you're saying's wrong. Wising up, cause on election day, we'll see who's banned in the USA.
At least there's another show business figure that balances the craven actions of George Lucas and the others. Bruce Springsteen had to give his permission for Luther Campbell to use his Born in the USA as the musical riff in Banned in the USA, and Springsteen gave that permission. I hope there are a lot of you out there who admire Springsteen and either don't like or couldn't care less about the 2 Live Crew. If so, I hope you'll start thinking about what's going on right now. Just before Springsteen signed off on Banned in the USA, Jack Thompson, the Florida lawyer who launched the obscenity case against 2 Live Crew, fired off a letter to Springsteen's manager, John Landau. Thompson warned Landau that his artist better not let Born in the USA be used in this way or, quote, I'll be telling the nation about Mr. Springsteen's tacit approval of this bunch of clowns who traffic in toxic waste to kids. In other words, lawyer Thompson was trying to blackmail Bruce Springsteen. John Landau said in response, "Bruce is aware of Campbell's situation, and to the extent that by approving this, it helps in the area of free speech and showing support for freedom of expression, that is something Bruce feels is a good thing." By the end of this review, we'll have pretty much heard all of Banned in the USA, and I've done that on purpose. Consider it your punishment if you think Two Live Crew should be banned in this country.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.
The show in Hollywood, those were 21 and older people. They had police out there carding the people coming in the club, and they still arrested us for performing in the front of adults.
What is this? Is this not America? This is not China. This is not Russia. This is not the place where they brought down the wall. This is America. We have the right to say what we want to say. We have the right to do what we want to do. And what I do in my house, you might not do in your house. So what I do in my house is my business. And the simple fact of it all is that we are bonded by the First Amendment. We have the freedom of expression. We have the freedom of choice. And you, Chinese, black, green, purple, Jew, you have the right to listen to whoever you want to, and even the Two Live Crew. Two Live Crew. Two Live Crew. So all you right-wingers, left-wingers, bigots, communists, there is a place for you in this world, because this is the land of the free, the home of the brave, and Two Live is what we are.
This is Fresh Air.